I'm pleased to call on the chairman of the Environment Committee, Senator Boxer. She's very busy, as we all are, but she's always there ready to go to work on the next thing. Senator Boxer.
Senator, thank you so much. And by the way, thank you for your support today and that important bipartisan markup we had of the highway bill. Mr. Chairman, this is a timely hearing. I'm very happy to see you here. Mr. Pistole, I wanted to point out that I have a hearing at exactly this time over in a foreign relations on the violence in Syria, and as the chairman of a subcommittee, I'm going to need to leave, but I wanted to leave you with some very clear points, if I could. In California, the travel and tourism industry employs more than 800,000 Californians. A 2010 survey found that more than 60% of travelers would take 2 to 3 more trips a year if the hassles in screening could be reduced without compromising security. Of course, that's the goal that you've been working on, sir. At a time when our nation is suffering from 9% unemployment, the potential to increase demand and create jobs in our travel industry cannot be ignored. And I wrote to the administrator last November in support of his efforts to create a new trusted traveler program, and I'm excited about an announcement that I believe is expected shortly of an expansion. A trusted traveler program not only has the potential to reduce the need for invasive screening of low-risk travelers, it could also help TSA better focus resources where they're needed the most. And this program called TSA PreCheck started in October. And as I understand it, I'm not going to give away everything here because I want you to have the chance to do that. We're going to hear about an expansion of this program to several other airports, including one very busy one in my state. If that is right and I'm right on that, may I thank you publicly for that, because I've been calling for this for a long time. And I want to reiterate, no one who supports this ever wants to compromise security. I was honored to be able to write the law that allows the pilots to carry guns in the cockpit to protect the aircraft. I also wrote the language that expanded the air marshal program to long-haul flights. As we know, those flights were all long-haul that were hijacked that fateful day. So I am looking forward to hearing about this, reading about your testimony in support of the air marshal service. My understanding is we're robust, we're good, and I know some of it is classified, but to the extent that we could be reassured on that. And also to make sure that our guns in the cockpit law is working well and that the training is going forward and we're not impeding those trained pilots from protecting the aircraft, because we all know when worse comes to worse, the instruction is unfortunately not a good one. We'll have the military there shooting down an aircraft. I think the pilot should have every right, assuming he or she is trained, to protect that aircraft. So, Mr. Chairman, I thank you so very much. I look forward to reading the testimony, and if I'm right on this news, then I thank you so much, sir.